The starting wage for housekeeping staff at Eckerd College, which outsources these services to national corporation Unico, is $7.25 an hour. The Coalition for Community Justice, a student organization, held a sit-in today to call on the administration to up that number. John Kenny is the coalition president. He says that these wages are unlivable and that Eckerd should do better.
That puts them, if they work a full year, it puts them a couple thousand dollars below the yearly salary for the poverty line. So we want to sort of raise that and make it a living Eckerd College minimum wage, basically, is what we want.
Kenny says that a living wage for campus staff at a college that charges around $30,000 a year in tuition is possible.
You know, Eckerd could say, we demand fair wages, or we're gonna pay you the right amount of money to provide fair wages. And other schools have Unico, like University of Miami is also outsourced to Unico, but they do have a living wage. And one of the big problems that we have is that we're such a small school, and it's harder for smaller schools to sort of, I guess, feel like they could spend an extra money on the lowest wage workers. But we're confident that that Unico will be fine with it.
So how does this tie in with California's student protesters who are battling enormous tuition increases and shrinking campus budgets?
The point of this is to say that the students need a voice in where their money's going and what their money's being used for. So, we think that, maybe we don't need all the high-tech equipment that, could be in the caf or something or in the pub, maybe just like eating places like big, like flat screen TVs or something, and just sort of spend the money more wisely to be more socially responsible.
Eckerd student Sarah Sternberg is from Berkeley, California, one of the major protest sites. She said that students have common ground with workers and that she found out about their plight by simply reaching out.
Just by talking to them, it's really easy for this kind of thing to go unnoticed because there's such a big communication gap between students and laborers. But what we realize is that we're really sort of in the same boat, both of us being oppressed and abused in different ways by the administration.
Sternberg acknowledged that those may be strong words when it comes to describing the administration's relationship with students, but said that when it comes to workers, oppression is a fitting word.
Poverty is the most widespread form of oppression that we have in the world. And it is a form of oppression, even if it's not like a direct, physically violent or that type of oppression. It still is. Once you get into the poverty cycle, it's almost impossible to get out unless you fight against it.
James Annarelli, Eckerd's vice president for student life, said that the administration encourages community involvement among its students, despite the potential misconceptions the student demonstrations may attract, given their timing.
Here at Eckerd, we encourage our students to be socially aware, and this certainly is a manifestation of this kind of social awareness. Now, they've chosen a day where, as you know, student and faculty groups throughout the country are demonstrating to protest cuts in budgets, mostly in state universities. And in our case, that is not really our situation. There have been no budget cuts this year at Eckerd, and none are planned for next year.
Annarelli told WMNF that Eckerd will soon be raising pay for faculty as well as staff.
Our president, President Donald Eastman, announced to the community on Monday that for 2010-11, there would be raises for both staff and faculty, with an additional 1% pool for staff earning less than $30,000, and that group would include housekeepers.
Coalition for Community Justice President John Kenny says that while the wage increase is a good start, he wants to see the increase happen a little more quickly and added that he'd like to see the wage increase pledge in writing. Members of Eckerd's small housekeeping staff, some of whom work at least two jobs in order to survive, said they appreciated the students' support. None were willing to speak on record, however, for fear of retribution. From South St. Petersburg, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.